In its July report, the Department of Agriculture made a few minor adjustments to the U.S. and world supply and demand estimates for cotton. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report and share details on the export market and pace for U.S. cotton.
USDA made a few minor adjustments to the U.S. and world supply and demand estimates. U.S. mill use of 2.5 million bales for the 19 crop year was unchanged from the June report. Based on the NCC mill use survey and industry feedback, this is a very optimistic number. U.S. mill use will likely be around 2 million bales, resulting in higher U.S. ending stocks.
USDA increased U.S. exports from 15 to 15.2 million bales in the July report.
As of July 2nd, we have shipped 13.7 million bales. Given the current shipment pace and 4 weeks remaining in the 19 crop year, 15.2 million bales of exports is attainable. Current commitments to China are at 3.8 million bales, but only 2.2 million bales have been shipped. In the last 4 weeks, we've shipped an average of 125,000 bales per week to China. If we ship the same amount per week for the next 4 weeks, China exports would reach 2.7 million bales for the 19-20 crop year. For comparison, in 2018, we shipped 1.6 million bales to China.
And finally, when we take a look at the world balance sheet,
USDA made a slight reduction in 2019 mill use to 102.4 million bales, which is 23.6 million bales lower than USDA's first estimate in May 2019. The current estimate for the 19 crop year is the lowest level since 2003. World mill use in 2011 was just slightly higher than 102 million bales. Given the current economic situation, world mill use could be even lower for the 19-20 crop year, resulting in higher world ending stocks. China's mill use for 19-20 is projected to be 6.5 million bales lower than in 2018.